Reclining on the seat of your plane gives you a little extra comfort, gives the person behind you less. New survey asked, and 91% of people want reclining seats banned on short flights, and 43% say take them off long flights too.
Huh.
Survey also found that 3% of people have somehow been injured by a reclining seat.
Well, there's never enough room on planes. Just get over it, people. That's the downfall of flying. Yesterday, there was a discussion on Reddit.com about things that are cute when women do them, but creepy when men do them. And here are the top 8. Starting with number 8, referring to their father as daddy once they're older than age 10. Buying a lot of toys, you know, for the bedroom.
Big girls and boys?
Yes.
Yes.
Eating a certain fruit while maintaining eye contact.
Yeah, guys should never do that. That should not be done.
Loading up texts with smiley and winky faces, or even one emoticon. It looks weird, I guess. That one doesn't. Can be creepy.
Yeah.
And I always think if we smile and wink as much as we do in real life as we do in text, the world would be even just
a happier place, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be creepy. Oh. You winked as much as you do in text. Wearing their significant other's clothes. Yes, women can get away with it. Men, not so much.
No.
Whispering, I'm not wearing any underwear into someone's ear. That could be, that's just.
That should just be. I mean, if a woman does that, that's fine.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
It's kind of exciting. But, you know, if I'm like, I'm not wearing any underwear. That's wrong.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth, but, you know, whatever. Number 2 is saying a kid is growing up to be hot. If a woman says a little boy is going to grow up to be hot, it's cool. If a man says a little girl is going to grow up hot, it's
most... I think you get jail time for that, actually.
You can, and yes. Which, I mean, mm-hmm. I'd say it should be creepy both ways. And the number 1 thing, asking if anyone wants to go to the bathroom with them. I guess that's the creepiest thing men do that they shouldn't, but women can get away with.
New study has found that wearing a belt might cause cancer. Throat cancer. They say when you wear...
What?
Yes, when you wear a tight belt, it can increase your chance of acid reflux and force acid to leak back up in your esophagus, which can lead to cancer.
Huh.
So don't wear a belt.
Anyways.
Don't wear tight belts, yeah.
There's a guy here in Minnesota named Jim Buck, and he pulled a woman from a burning car last Wednesday. And this was right before she was engulfed in flames. He was giving his son a lecture at the time about being a good person and saved this woman's life within, I mean, seconds. She would have been gone. This isn't the first time, though, he's been a hero. Jim also saved a man's life at his gym a while back by doing CPR when the guy had a heart attack. So I think it's a good thing he's, you know, leading by example for his son.
Yeah, I want to be his friend, too. He have him around. It sounds like a good guy to have around. Believe it or not, knocking on wood actually works, kind of, sort of. A new study has found that when you knock on wood or throw salt over your shoulder, it generally makes you believe something bad is less likely to happen, which makes you less to worry less. Also makes you temporarily more alert, and you're less likely to take risk. So knocking on wood or throwing salt over your shoulder.
So all those superstitions, they
kind of do work.
Good for you.
A little bit. Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.